For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
With NFL playoffs already underway and the NBA season in full swing, BetOnline has you covered with all the up-to-the-second odds, news, and scores. With additional odds, lines, trends, and info on desktop and mobile, you can access the world's best wagering information anytime. Head there today to get into the action and see all the updated odds. Remember to use promo code BELIEVE to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Remember, that's BLEAV. Bet online, where the game starts. Hello, 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 and welcome to another beautiful edition of the Believe in Lions podcast. I'm your host, as always, at Javanaugh87, Jack Cavanaugh, and we are here post-draft to break down the first round. And of course, we're focusing on the Lions. The Detroit Lions trade up from the 29th pick in the draft to the 24th pick in the draft, and it does cost them a third round pick. They get back a seventh round pick in 2025, but they get Tyrion Arnold, one of, if not the top cornerback in the 2024 NFL draft. It was between Tyrion Arnold and Quinion Mitchell. Those were the two options that you have. Quinion Mitchell, smaller school, smaller program, did excel against top competition. And then there's Tyrion Arnold, who you have, who is just a superb athlete, who is facing top competition over and over and over again, and it just constantly goes well. Tyrion Arnold is the type of corner you want in the Aaron Glenn defense. Aaron Glenn prioritizes the man-to-man coverage. And we all know when Amik Robertson was signed to be that third corner on the roster, third outside corner on the roster, I should say, because obviously we all know Brian Branch playing there in the slot. But Amik Robertson signs the team to compete to be cornerback two, but ultimately the pay scale would say he is a cornerback three. And so now, unfortunately, with the departure of Cam Sutton and everything going on there, you now have an opening at cornerback two slash three, a competition there, and you could not fill it in any better way than drafting Tyrion Arnold. This is just a chef's kiss matchup of need versus best player available. And Tyrion Arnold was the best player available for quite some time. And this just kind of tells you how the NFL, unfortunately, views cornerbacks. Because you see all these receivers going early in the draft. Three receivers in the top 10 picks. Cornerback slides. We all thought Quinion Mitchell, Tyrion Arnold, they were all going to go 8 to 20, somewhere in that range. And then you get Tyrion Arnold, the talent that he is, falling to the 24th pick in the draft. And you just can't help but trade up if you are the Detroit Lions. But it just, shows the discrepancy in how the NFL values wide receivers versus cornerbacks, because you also see Amon-Ra St. Brown. We talked about it yesterday, maybe today, if you're still listening to the podcast, if you're catching up on the podcast. But we already talked about this with Amon-Ra St. Brown. The reason you get ahead on paying your wide receivers is Amon-Ra St. Brown. Yeah, he costs you $30 million per year right now, but Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, Brandon Ayuk, and now A.J. Brown added to that mix as well. They are all expected to exceed the money that Amon-Ra St. Brown is getting per year. So that's going from the top paid wide receiver in the NFL to the sixth paid wide receiver in the NFL in a couple weeks. And that's just how fast the NFL turns. But that's why it's a good idea to get ahead on the wide receiver market. But at corner, cornerbacks are still undervalued and underdrafted. This is the NFL telling us, hey, it's all about the offense. We're all about the wide receivers. We're all about the offensive tackles to protect our quarterbacks. Six quarterbacks going in the first round. I cannot believe it, but it just all ends up benefiting the Lions. So back to Tyrion Arnold for a moment, but the Alabama cornerback who runs a 4.5, who is just a picture perfect specimen as an outside man to man cornerback. You could not ask for a more picture perfect pairing. First team all SEC, 5 interceptions in his final year with the Alabama Crimson Tide, 17 passes defended. Now, part of that is he's playing opposite Kool-Aid McKinstry, who I thought would end up becoming a Detroit Lion. I did not foresee Tyrion Arnold falling so far in the draft. I thought there would be several corners gone at this point. Obviously, we all thought Quinn Mitchell would be gone. Tyrion Arnold was thought to be the top one or two cornerback. But then we thought Cooper DeJean and Kool-Aid McKinstry at least were going to go in the first round. So that doesn't happen, and it benefits the Lions. They now have an extra weapon on defense. We already know about the offense. The offensive line, great, picture perfect at wide receiver. We've got Amon-Ra St. Brown. We've got Donovan Peoples-Jones as that wide receiver 3 for now. That very well could change in the near future with the draft currently going on. And we've also got, of course, Jameson Williams, another Alabama receiver. But before we get back to Alabama, then we've got Sam Laporta on the offense. So it's all great on the offense. On the defense,
for the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's strong. It's a suddenly strong defense. We already know about the linebackers, Alex Anzalone versus Derek Barnes versus Jack Campbell versus Malcolm Rodriguez versus Jalen Reeves-Maben. Those are 5 linebackers that could start on most teams in the NFL. And they have to cut it down to basically 2 starters because it's the modern NFL. You only start 2 linebackers. You have a 3rd corner on the field most of the time. That's Brian Branch. But the Lions defense, strong. Linebackers are already strong. As we've mentioned, they signed DJ Reader, sure up the interior of the defense. They have Aiden Hutchinson, and opposite of him, it's a combination. It's Marcus Davenport. It's Josh Pascal. It's a bunch of guys there. But on defense in the backfield, we now have Tyrion Arnold opposite of Carlton Davis. And it might not even be Tyrion Arnold to start the season. So the Lions draft a young cornerback, a successful cornerback, but they're not forced to play him immediately. So from behind the scenes, what we have heard was it was always going to be a battle between Cam Sutton versus Amik Robertson. That was going to be a competition throughout training camp to be that cornerback too. And if it didn't work out, if Cam Sutton excelled in training camp, then Amik Robertson would be backup at both slot cornerback and outside cornerback. Then everything goes down. Cam Sutton is cut and Amik Robertson back thrust into being cornerback too. And based on his mentality, Amik Robertson always expected to win that job. And now you have competition once again. And so when you, let's be honest, cornerback, defensive backs in general are some of the most competitive players on the field. So when you add a first round pick to a guy that already has that dog mentality, you add a Tyrion Arnold, an Alabama cornerback, to Amik Robertson, and they are now competing opposite Carlton Davis, already one of the premier man cover corners in the NFL. Only good things can happen. And you hear all the time, oh, well, you know, competition at some positions, you know, it alienates people. Not the way with the Detroit Lions, at least the way that they have built this roster. This is a meritocracy. This is the best players on the roster will play. The best players will see more snaps. We're already seeing it with Jameson Williams leapfrogging Josh Reynolds. There's a reason Josh Reynolds isn't on the roster anymore. There's a reason the Lions are making the moves that they had. And so this is just the perfect blend of a need at cornerback. And it wasn't a desperate need. You were more than fine with Amik Robertson as your cornerback too, but you pair a need with the best player available, and it just works out so well. And so the Lions give up the 29th overall pick. So they give up their first rounder and the 73rd pick, so their other third round pick, in exchange for the 24th overall pick. So they trade up five slots in the draft. And they also get back a seventh rounder in 2025. So this is not just a, hey, we're giving you assets and we get our guy. The Lions are getting something in exchange. And I know it's minor. I know it's just a seventh round pick. But that is how good business is done. You always get something back in return. And so the Lions, even as minor as a seventh round pick in the future, that a 2-for-2 trade means something. And also, I have to say, I love the fact that the Lions 2 third round picks, because they traded a third round pick for Carlton Davis, their other third round pick, they lose it in the trade up for their starting cornerback in Tyrion Arnold. This is a great decision because, as we mentioned earlier, the NFL is telling us how they value cornerbacks. They don't think highly of them. They're not getting paid as well as the wide receivers, as well as the offensive tackles. And so you give up a third round pick to get a lockdown man-to-man corner in Carlton Davis, and then you give up another third round pick to get a lockdown man-to-man corner in Tyrion Arnold. This is just perfect. Absolutely perfect. And now we have 3 years in a row with the Detroit Lions going to Alabama. They love their Crimson Tide players just over and over and over again. First, we had Jameson Williams, of course. We all remember that. And then they followed it up last year with Jahmyr Gibbs in the first round. And it's not a first round pick, but they also drafted Brian Branch. So three Alabama players already on the roster. Brian Branch, an absolute steal. The Lions did trade up for, I think it was three picks with the Denver Broncos that they trade up to get Brian Branch. But either way, already three players on the Alabama roster that Tyrion Arnold has already played with, that he now joins with the Detroit Lions. 3 years in a row that they have selected a Crimson Tide player in the first round. And I absolutely love it because it just keeps working out. You select premier players at premium positions. And I know running back, not a premium position. I get it, but still worked out pretty well with Jahmyr Gibbs to the Detroit Lions. But you just keep going back to that well. Hey, we have a star talent who went to a star school in Alabama. And what do you know? It works out once again. So I am so excited to see the position battle between Tyrion Arnold and Amik Robertson. Whoever wins that cornerback two job deserves it. That's all we can say. It is going to be a battle. It is going to be heated. And it also adds flexibility to the defensive backfield, because let's say that Tyrion Arnold wins that job. Amik Robertson can play outside. He can play inside. He can play in the slot, which then can allow Brian Branch to kick back into safety. The Lions only two starting safeties or two starting caliber safeties on their roster right now, with Ife Melifonwu and with Kirby Joseph. Brandon Joseph is a borderline making the roster kind of player. So you kick Brian Branch back to safety and just creates more flexibility with this roster. I am so excited for what's to come with the Detroit Lions. It was a picture perfect first round. And I know the Bears got Caleb Williams and Rome Odunze. So that's going to be explosive. That is going to be an offense to fear. You've got Keenan Allen sitting there in the slot. You've got DJ Moore and Rome Odunze on the outside. That is an offense to fear. But you've also added up the players to cover Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, and Rome Odunze. Then you've got the Vikings. They trade up one spot for JJ McCarthy. And what can I say? I think JJ McCarthy was a steal as the fifth quarterback off the board. I would not have taken Michael Penix over JJ McCarthy. I wouldn't have taken Michael Penix at all if I was the Atlanta Falcons, but it all works out for the Vikings. But the Vikings are on a rebuild. They are figuring it out. They are churning this roster. They also trade up for Dallas Turner, hoping that he can end up replacing Daniel Hunter. But the Vikings are resetting this roster. The Bears are on the upswing. The Packers draft a left tackle in Jordan Morgan. They're trying to rebuild. But we all know that this is now the Detroit Lions division. We all know that this was a chef's kiss picture perfect first round for the Detroit Lions. And I cannot wait to see what happens tomorrow in the second and third round. We will be back to recap all things Detroit Lions. But until then, we will see you next time.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.